Most farmers want to avoid a flood that drenches their crops. Here, it's just part of the process to keep the vines growing and getting the crop out of the field. We'll visit the largest grower of this produce, known for the holidays. It's a part of today's feature on the American Countryside.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
Most farmers want to avoid having their crops get flooded, but if you grow cranberries, it's an important part of the process.
We only need to flood the bogs a couple of times a year, once to protect them for the winter and then again for the harvest.
Glenn Reed is assistant manager of cranberry operations at AD Makepeace Farms, the largest cranberry grower in the world, with 2,000 acres of production. Winter floods provide protection for the vines.
We keep the water on for like 2 months. Sometimes we'll change the water out in between, because the vines still have to breathe, and as long as they can get sunlight and the water can oxygenize, then it's fine. But if you have a lot of ice and snow on top of that, then you block the sunlight.
And that necessitates changing the water. In the old days, the water was all gravity-fed, but pumps are often used today. Water is often needed at harvest time as well.
We have two types of harvest. We have a dry harvest and we have a wet harvest. And if you ever seen the Ocean Spray commercials with the guys that are standing in the water, that's what most people are used to. That's a wet harvest.
The bogs are flooded, usually for 5 days or less.
So we send the machines out there. They gently knock the cranberries off the vine. The cranberries have an air pocket in them that makes the cranberries want to float. Those cranberries will float to the surface. We add a little bit more water. We send people out there with a boom type of material, almost like an oil boom. They walk around the whole outside edge of that bog. They rack all those cranberries together. They bring them to shore.
The cranberries are then vacuumed into pump trucks. People are often amazed to learn that some of these vines are over 100 years old. We conclude our story next time as we travel the countryside in Wareham, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McCrae.